Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission radio team. You're about to hear the Serving Today program, which is for pastors and church leaders. This episode was recorded with the late Phil Crowther back in the early 2000s, before he went to glory.
Welcome to Serving Today, the program for pastors and church leaders. I'm Derek French. It's good to be with you once more. Preaching from Mark's Gospel, Phil Crowther concludes his present series. We've come in our studies on preaching from Mark's Gospel to the closing section of chapter 8, verses 31 to 38. As I've mentioned, we've the help of Phil Crowther again, and I asked Phil to give us a heading for this passage.
The Way of the Cross, and it's such an important section, you may well want to do more than one talk on it.
What about background information we need to be aware of?
The disciples, at last, now see who Jesus is. Peter has just said, "You are the Christ." But remember, they only half see. They don't understand what the Christ came to do. In fact, they imagine the wrong thing. They imagine that Jesus will now lead the Jews against the Romans. They think that Jesus will set himself up as the king, their king, in Jerusalem. And of course, they hope that they'll have important jobs in Jerusalem. But they are wrong. They need to listen to Jesus, and they need to follow this Christ in the path that he leads them on. The second half of Mark will show us what Christ came to do, and it will show us what it means to be someone who follows the Christ. Derek, could you read verses 31 to 38, please?
Yes, certainly, Phil. Jesus then began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But when Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, he rebuked Peter. "Get behind me, Satan," he said. "You do not have in mind the things of God, but the things of men." Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world yet forfeit his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul? If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels." Now, anything in that reading, Phil, that we need to just note?
Well, in verse 31, Jesus calls himself the Son of Man. That's an interesting name. He doesn't just mean that he's a man. Jesus means that he is the powerful Son of Man who Daniel spoke about in his prophecy. It will be good, I think, to read verses 13 and 14 of Daniel chapter 7.
"In my vision at night I looked, and there before me was one like a Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He was given authority, glory, and sovereign power. All peoples, nations, and men of every language worshipped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away, and his kingdom is one that will never be destroyed."
Well, that's some king. Jesus will go to the cross, but do remember this. Jesus is the Son of Man. He's God's powerful king, and he will rule over everything. And in verse 33, Jesus calls Peter Satan. And that's because he speaks against God's plan. Peter is thinking like Satan, not like God. Peter needs to accept God's plan for Jesus. Jesus must go to the cross, and Peter must not try to stop him. And so Jesus rebukes Peter. He tells Peter that he's wrong in thinking like this.
Yes, again, it's very challenging, this, isn't it? And how we need to be sure that our thinking is in line, you know, with that of the Lord's.
It's a terrible thing to think that we can be like the devil in our thinking.
Must have sort of almost stung Peter's heart, really, and
yes.
Must have arrested his thinking, really, which is what it was intended to do, of course. Well, what about the main point of this passage?
Absolutely vital. A true Christian follows Christ in the way of the cross.
So how do we introduce this to our people?
So many people like to say that they're Christians. This is such an important passage because Jesus shows us that we are only Christians, truly, if we follow Jesus in the way of the cross. People don't really want to believe this, and we need to work how to teach this very clearly for them. Many people want to have an easy Christian life. They hope that Jesus will give them many nice things. They want to follow Jesus in their own kind of way, really. And Jesus says that they're wrong. There is only one way to be a Christian, and that is Jesus's way, the way of the cross. So think through and pray through how you can make this clear to your people so that they really believe what these verses say. I think they're so different, aren't they, Derek, to what people want to believe. And we can almost think that this is an extreme version of Christianity.
Yes, indeed, but it actually is a daily experience, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's Jesus speaking here. We mustn't forget that.
Yes, he is Lord, and as Lord we have to submit to him. And if we don't, of course, then we cannot claim to be genuine Christians, can we?
No, we can't.
No. Okay, so how do you suggest we divide the passage up? It's Mark 8, 31 to 38.
Yes, I want to draw a connection between the Christ and the Christian. So the first section is what kind of Christ, and the second is what kind of Christian. What kind of Christ? Mark 8, verse 31 to 33. And you'll see that Jesus teaches how he must be killed. You can use a picture here. Think of someone that you want to be like. Who's your hero? Who do you think is great? The person that we're likely to think of is someone who is strong, someone who's going to win. No one follows a man who people hate and kill, do they? We're like the disciples. The disciples wanted to help King Jesus rule the world. They didn't want to go to the cross with him. So can you understand Peter? He sees that Jesus is God's King, the Christ. How can Jesus fail? How can Jesus die? Peter thinks that's impossible. It's because Jesus is a different kind of king, a different kind of hero. Just because people kill him on the cross, he's great. Because Jesus died for our sins, we follow him. One day we will all see that Jesus is king. Jesus will come back as the powerful king, as it says in verse 38. The Son of Man will come back in his Father's glory with the holy angels. But first, people reject him. They push him away. They will not have Jesus as their king. They kill him on the cross. Will you follow this Jesus? Will you follow the Jesus who people hate? When people, perhaps at work or at school, say bad things about Jesus, will you say, yes, but Jesus is my saviour and my king?
Again, very challenging, isn't it, Phil? And yet so important that we ask these questions and answer them in the right way. Well, that's what kind of Christ, verses 31 and 33. What kind of Christian?
And that's Mark 8, 34 to 38. And if you follow the first half, then you'll see immediately that it has to be someone who is like Jesus. There is only one kind of true Christian. A Christian follows Christ, and Christ went to the cross. Jesus tells us what that means for us. And I'd like you to try and think of word pictures for each point. We don't have much time, but you can think carefully over each of these points. Think what these things meant for the disciples, and think what they mean for us in real life. 3 points. The first, Jesus, not self. In verse 34 he says, "If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." When I say yes to Jesus, I say no to myself. I don't become a Christian because it will become better for me. I follow Jesus, whatever that costs me. Jesus, not self. Secondly, the cross, not life. Verse 34 and 35, Jesus says he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me, for whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me and the gospel will save it. So if I'm a Christian, I give up my life to Jesus. I don't hold on to my time, my needs, my family, my life. Because I follow Jesus, I'm willing to suffer. And because Jesus went to the cross, I'm willing to die for him. And the third point is the gospel, not the world. You see, these are all choices that we're making as we put our trust in Jesus. The gospel, not the world. In verse 35, Jesus says, "Whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world, yet forfeit or lose his soul?" When I follow Jesus, I don't want to have a big house, lots of money, a great career. These things aren't important. Because Jesus has saved my soul. That's the real me that lives forever. What matters now is to tell people the gospel, the good news. Everyone needs to hear about this Jesus. Jesus, not self. The cross, not life. The gospel, not the world. These are very strong points. Are you and I this kind of Christian? Truly, there is no other kind. If we don't follow Jesus in this way of the cross, well, what would he feel about us? Verse 38, "If anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels."
To preach on this passage is not only going to be a challenge to those who hear us, but we'll be challenging our own hearts too. May the Lord give us grace to faithfully declare the way of the cross. Thank you for being with us for this edition of Serving Today. Until next time, this is Derek French saying goodbye. May the Lord keep us faithful to his word, not only in our preaching, but also in our lives.
Thank you for listening to Serving Today, a podcast produced by the Grace Baptist Mission Radio Team. If you haven't already done so, you can subscribe to this podcast on Podbean. You can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can follow us on Twitter. That's @servingtodaygbm. And you can also search our back catalogue of programmes by going to our webpage. That's www.gbm.org.uk/radio. Goodbye.